Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, so we're featuring organizations throughout East Central Indiana that work to prevent child abuse. We're talking with organizations in Richmond, Muncie, Anderson, and Marion.
I'm Mary Eckerly. I am the co-president of our local Prevent Child Abuse Grant County.
I'm Mary Jo Parley. I'm the co-president of the Prevent Child Abuse Council in Grant County.
My name is Janet Bailey. I'm the vice president of Prevent Child Abuse Grant County, and I'm also the executive director for our local child advocacy center, First Light.
I'm Connie Rose. I'm past president of the Grant County Council and executive director at Family Service Society.
PCA Grant County is a group of individuals and organizations coming together to build a safe and nurturing environment for all of our children.
A big part of our job is helping people see that they can make a difference long before the abuse and neglect begins.
Child abuse is anything that makes a child suffer. We have sexual abuse, we have physical abuse, we have neglect of children. Children that are emotionally and mentally abused, maybe medically abused. We have recently seen an increase at our center of cases of children that are involved in meth labs. Child abuse affects everyone in our community.
Child Abuse Prevention Month has always been in April. That was established nationally with the first presidential proclamation in 1983. The primary purpose of Prevent Child Abuse Council is prevention, as opposed to intervention kinds of agencies. Police, sheriff, the welfare department, those kinds of agencies are involved in intervention. Really what all of Grant County focuses our energies on, and that's primary prevention.
If you come to Grant County during the month of April, we suggest that you go out to Matter Park and you'll see a sea of blue pinwheels. And pinwheels are the symbol of children leading a happy life, a happy, carefree life, and it is a symbol for child abuse prevention.
We just put all the pinwheels in, about 600 of them.
They are blowing and in the breeze, and it's a beautiful sight to see.
The council is totally voluntary. Folks can get involved with the council without having to have a special degree or resume of any sort. It's the idea of knowing that we want to do prevention kinds of things.
I think whether you're a business or a faith-based organization, an organization that serves children, it's just everyone in the community realizing how important children are.
The council benefits from all skill sets, whether it's by project, short-term, or long-term. The commitment is what is important. The passion from your heart will speak.
We're all here to make a difference. I truly believe that. And what better way to make a difference in helping to help children have a happy, safe, cherished life.
You'll hear more about the organizations that work to prevent child abuse all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available on the Community Connection Facebook page and at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.